Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about building your own badass army. Now, it's basically a do-it-yourself guide to making your own prepper work.
Mm-hmm.
Prepper group.
Group.
I can talk. Yeah, not today. I should be in radio or do a podcast or something.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
Special skills, you mm-hmm. know? Hey. All right. So, we did a prepper community kind of thing episode way back, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about some different things. I know earlier on we mentioned about what type of people you need in your group, and I kind of want to revisit that, but I also want to talk about how to find people who you want in your group. This is kind of a big thing because these are people you want to share the end of the world with, or at least a traumatic event or a trying circumstance, or at least hang out with on some of your weekends. And honestly, I don't want to waste my time spending my weekends hanging out with dirtbags.
Right.
Some people don't smell. Some people smell. Man, I can't win tonight. You know what? I have to put the beers off is what it is.
Yeah,
I need
too many.
To switch back to coffee. EDC, I don't know if you're listening. Kevin said maybe it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. I said it, but maybe it's time because, yeah, I feel like we need some coffee. We need to switch from beer.
Yeah.
But also, if you make beer and you want to send some, I mean, yeah. We could test it
we'll
for
test
you.
It out for you.
We'll test know. It. All right. I don't know if there's laws about shipping beer in the mail.
I'm sure there are, but who cares?
Oh, whoa. You see, that's what you don't want in your prepping group.
The guys like me?
Guys like you.
Disregarding
Kevin,
rules?
No go.
Anarchists?
Anarchists. That's what I'm talking about. So, here's the thing. There's a bunch of groups. I see these 3%er groups, and there seems to be some kind of national 3%, like AP 3% that I see in all the various states or a lot of them, and have that group going. And basically you want to be able to vet people and check them out when you bring them into your group. You want to make a badass army. You want to know what kind of people you're dealing with. So, you know, I would basically have some kind of questionnaire or at least go in with some notes and kind of, hey, you know, let's talk. Let's really get to what you want. Typically, you want to draw from, like, family members, people you know. You know, your brother, your uncle, your cousin Vinny, whoever. You know, you had that TV show. Because, I mean, a lawyer in the group, that's going to pay off.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, dude, you're distracted. You're killing me.
I I don't know. I mean, as far as that sort of legality goes, I think it could be beneficial in a lot of ways, you know, a lawyer.
Yeah.
From forming corporations and keeping, you know, keeping privacy to, you know, all sorts
maybe
of
your
ins
corporation
and outs
wants to have a full auto machine gun. I'm just saying that might be something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there. All right. I'm here for you guys. So anyway, you also maybe you got your buddies from work and you talk about, you know, prepping and stuff like that. These are people you know and you interact with. You got to be leery of the guy who just shows up and whatever. Do they have somebody to vouch for them? And, you know, this is how you get into trouble. Because there's a lot of people looking for crazies. And
yeah,
I'm assuming you're not crazy.
Right. That's a pretty big assumption, but I think.
Right. But no, but I mean, like, you're coming from your group and your area.
Right.
And I'm going to assume you're okay and you're looking for whatever and I'm here to help you because you're part of the badass community and we all work together and, mm-hmm. and we're all working towards the same goals here. So bottom line, you want to make your group, you want people who you can kind of trust and bring into. So like I said, either these are people that you know, and I got to say, even people that you do know, you maybe want to go through the questions and ask them because
yeah.
maybe it never came up. You know,
right.
maybe they're a psycho. Maybe they're like, oh, you know, we could do some really bad stuff and hurt people and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't align with anything that you're looking for. And you need to know that beforehand.
Does.
You know, you want to bring in the right thing. No,
right.
exactly. You want to make sure you guys are all on the same page.
Right.
So basically, you know, like say, all right, you're going to join my badass army. Right. And I want you to describe in your own words, you know, either tell me or you maybe have a written questionnaire kind of thing. You know, what does it mean to be part of the badass army? And just kind of get your feeling for where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them kind of tell you what they think it is. And you'll also see what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think any group you want to start, you know, your little prepping thing, to have kind of a mission statement written out,
right,
which you maybe don't even show them until after you start talking to them, or if mm-hmm. you're like advertising, maybe it's, you know, depends
yeah.
how you want to approach it. But once people are brought in, at least at that point, you need a clear guideline of what you guys are about and maybe willing to do or not do kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you know, are they a part of another group? You know, because you also want somebody who's going to be loyal to you.
Right.
I mean, that's up to you. If you're like, oh, we just like to train each other and teach each other skills, that's cool. It might be fine that they have their own prepper community and you don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just part of helping each other out and they're going to bring some skills.
Trading information
and
that's
skills. All fine.
Yep.
But if you're, you know, so anyway, it's something to be aware of. Is there, you know, you want to ask them, hey, are you going to be good to go passing a gun background check? Now, again, this may or may not be important to you
mm-hmm.
and your group, but that's something you need to be aware of either way, I think. And I think I'd want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, you're going to fail a background check. Well, tell me why.
Right.
You know? Now, some people who are really serious about, you know, being law-abiding and all this, you know, hey, why don't you try and see their concealed carry? Show me your concealed carry card, you
mm-hmm.
know? Maybe go with them to the gun store when they're going to buy a gun. You know, that's an easy thing to kind of,
yeah.
oh, you know, if you're going to join our group, you should get an AR-15. I'll go down and meet you there and we'll go get it
we'll
together.
See what happens.
And you watch them do it. You know, I mean, there's an easy enough way to work into that if you really feel you need to second guess this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people I read would take like a military ID as validation that you're a good person. Yeah,
yeah, not so much.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that as my go-to.
Yeah.
I say that's usually a plus. I like that they have training. They have some kind of, you know, whatever. But it turns
right.
out there's criminals and dirtbags in the military, too.
Right. I've known a few of them.
You knew a few of them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my leadership in the military were like, whoa, that guy's a criminal and a dirtbag. Don't hang out with him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he became my best buddy and we were cool, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with the military or a military contractor? You know, that might be something you might want to know about. And also, it might be something that makes you a little leery. It depends what you're, you know, into and you're about, you know. I would want details on that. I don't need to know about your secret classified things, mm-hmm. but I want to know what groups you've been dealing with and what type of work you were doing.
Right.
I would be concerned about that. Have you ever been in law enforcement? That's definitely probably a big plus, but I'd want to know about it.
Right.
I'd want to know, you know, about stuff like that. What else do you know about? I would ask him, like, do you know about our beliefs? You know, do you know what we want? I'd kind of talk to him at this point. You know, I'd go through our kind of mission statement and I'd be like, how do you feel about these things? You know, what raises a flag with you? What are your concerns?
Yeah, you may want to, you know, kind of go over what the purpose of your organized group is. You know, is it just to, you know, hang out with some buddies and drink beer and shoot guns?
Right.
Is it, you know, are you concerned about a specific, you know, threat? Are you concerned about, you know, just the state of things in your community? Now, a lot of the time when you're looking through these different types of groups and organizations, you want to keep in the back of your mind that a physical proximity is important.
Right.
You know, it's nice to be in communication with somebody on the other side of the country and find out what they're doing, what they're up to, but they're not going to be a whole lot of help if things get, you know, get crazy where you're at.
They might be part of your network, if you
right.
will.
Right.
But they're not going to be part of your survival group. You know, if you got a brother who lives in California and you live in New York,
yeah,
you know what? That's really not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever, even if you're closer, even if it's Illinois and New York,
right.
you're still not going to really be able to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like Kevin just said, having communications, knowing what's going on in the rest of the country
mm-hmm.
might
important.
Be a huge asset. But, you know, these are all things to take into account. Like Kevin was just saying, you really need, how much are you willing to train?
Mm-hmm.
Are we a once a month kind of group? Are we a weekly? And, you know, you might even have, and God, this word will get us into trouble, but like cells within your group, you know, mm-hmm. you might have, all right, you know, you meet with your core four people or five people once a week or whatever,
right.
or once a month, you know, whatever. And it doesn't mean any one thing is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you guys get together one weekend every 6 months and all go camping together, maybe that's the cool level for your group.
Right.
And that's okay. You know, I mean, it'd be cool if you're still, you know, staying in touch, talking on the phone. Hey, you know, I'm getting my medic stuff done. Hey, I'm getting, you know, whatever training, whatever, you know, and you're in communication or you're updating each other on what supplies are available or I have this, whatever. But you need to decide you're all on the same page, the same level. Also, are you guys willing to train each other? You know, what skills? That's something you want to know in this vetting process. What skills are you going to bring into the group?
Right.
Like, what type of skills are we looking for, do you think, typically?
Well, I think you want somebody that's good in a leadership role.
Okay. You know? So there does have to be some kind of commander, if you will.
Right, right.
We don't have to use the military phraseology or terminology, mm. whatever, to, you know, sound cool right. or whatever.
But somebody has to be in charge of things.
But if
otherwise,
you guys
want to
call me captain...
Be... All right.
I'm not saying that would be wrong or right. general.
General?
General.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of like general.
I always like Colonel better. Yeah.
That Colonel, like in Rambo, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, maybe the Colonel. I think that could work.
Now, you want some sort of a, you want somebody that's specifically good at hunting.
Okay.
That's definitely has to be
somebody
on the.
Somebody can bring in the bacon, if you will.
Right, right. There you go. Somebody that's would be a good handyman, you know, just a general
that's
all around
and
good
that,
at
that may be, you know, and it may be more than one person if some mm-hmm. skills are lacking, but you're basically going to want somebody who can do plumbing, electrical, and carpentry.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, handyman that may even just be a carpenter in general, mm-hmm. but again, You know, somebody who can MacGyver up things, that is like huge to long-term survival.
That's right.
Might not help you win the battle,
mm-hmm.
but it might keep you going.
Yeah. Yeah, you also want some sort of a strategist, somebody that has experience in, you know, tactics. Farmer.
Okay.
That'd be an important person to have around, you know. Somebody that can at least teach everybody else in the group some of the basics of growing your own fruits and vegetables.
And we've talked about that in the past, because you really need not just a packet of seeds and some stuff. You need somebody who's grown stuff before
right.
and done it, because your climate, your everything is different and unique, and you need somebody who's actually done it. And even when you go to a new, unique climate, you still need somebody who's done it, because it takes a year or two to get your garden to really yield
right.
what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Another person you might want in your group is an armor. I guess yeah. that would be the best phrase.
Gunsmith.
Somebody,
whatever.
Yeah, somebody right. that knows their way around different types of firearms. Somebody that maybe has a stockpile of different types of firearms and ammunition. Somebody that can teach you what to and what to get and what not to get. You know, what's worth spending your money on and what's, you know, really just a piece of trash. Another skill set that's pretty important is a scout or a tracker. Somebody that's handy being in the woods by themselves on their own, you know, foraging for food and
I like
finding
foraging.
Their way from one place to another with a, you know,
somebody
in
who
the different
can
areas.
Read a map with a freaking compass.
Right.
Somebody who owns a map of your area yeah. might be an asset.
And it's shocking to me how many people are really just bad at understanding how a map works.
It kills me. But I got to tell you, like, we live in the Catskill Mountains, and I got to say, I was out hiking this weekend, and it can be disorienting.
It certainly can.
You go on the trails, and you're like, oh, the mountain's over there. But I got to tell you, everywhere I turn, oh, there's a mountain over there. There's a mountain over there.
Yep.
There, you know, you can't be like, well, the giant mountain's on my right, because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's a giant mountain on my left. And it can be, and you get in the woods, and especially as nighttime falls. I mean, I was hiking in a state park, basically, and they have the trail signs, you know, and you have mm-hmm. the little, you know, card on each tree. You know, every 20 feet, you see another tag, and, oh, I'm on the trail. Plus, 1,000 people walk through there every year, or probably
yep.
5,000 people
it's
on
worn.
The trail I
yep.
was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's worn. But then trails shoot off another way and another way and another way. And all the things have fancy names, you know, Lover Rock or God mm-hmm. knows what. And it can be disorienting. You need somebody who has the skills and can really. Now, one thing I would say, well, no, let's keep going. Or is that it for people or?
Well, I wanted to talk about medics.
Okay. I like a
somebody
medic.
With a little bit of talent when it comes to.
You know, ideally, at a minimum, you want somebody with first aid training on, I mean, definitely CPR qualified kind of thing. I mean, I want them to know how. I want them mm-hmm. a level of knowledge.
Right.
I don't care about a card. It's not going to excite me in my group, but I want somebody who's been to training on that.
Right.
I want, and I really would rather it not have been 30 years ago.
Right.
I'd like it to be pretty recent or some kind of trauma training. And I'd really want somebody to take the freaking EMT class.
Mm-hmm.
Colleges offer it. It's not a long thing. It's something, I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks. It's not, at least I know they offer some kind of local thing along that line.
Yeah.
I'm not an EMT. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I can tell you that if you're the medic guy in my group, I'm going to really be pushing you to take that class.
Right.
And I want like my backup guy to be the guy who's been to a trauma class or you know, different things mm-hmm. like that. I want my main guy to be a nurse, a paramedic, mm-hmm. an EMT of some
sort. Corman, yep.
You know, a former corpsman, exactly. Something like that. I want you to know more than I do.
Right.
And you know what? I know pretty good trauma and all that. And I'd be a reasonable medic.
Mm-hmm.
But I want somebody who knows more.
Right.
You know?
Right. I have those first aid classes and the CPR classes mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but I'm not, you know, I would feel confident with a basic injury, but, you know, I as far as setting a broken leg, that's a little bit outside of my skill set, you know? There's things there that you're going to end up dealing with if something goes wrong that may be of a serious nature when you can't get to a hospital. So you want somebody that's competent.
Right. No, that sounds right.
Now, where will we go to look for new members?
Ooh.
Now, first things the first is... Yeah. No. I don't know what kind of members we're looking for, but maybe.
All right.
First thing you have to do is actually leave your house.
Oh, I don't do that.
You're going to have to interact with other people. Maybe you go down to a gun range.
This was all a bad idea. I think I'm out. So guys from the gun club, that's a good one.
That's good there. I mean, do you go to church? Do you,
you know, I feel like church might be a good place to meet people.
You know, a lot of times you make friends with people you work with. And, you know, I tell you what, I've worked with a lot of people that were terrible at the job. Just terrible at what they're doing. But they were pretty good in some other areas.
Okay.
And when it comes to looking for new members, though, you have to kind of be purpose-driven. You know what I mean? In a sense, have it in your mind what you're looking for.
Yeah. Especially when your group needs a certain guy.
Yeah. And you have to keep your focus on your purpose and on the members that you already have in your group. You know?
Now, redundancy is all good, but you want to make sure you minimum fill.
Right.
You know, what you decide is right. I mean, we just talked about a bunch of examples we think are important. You might be like, oh, you're forgetting this one important thing, and you may be right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because put that in your group. You want to shoot Kevin some hate mail? He loves that.
I love hate mail.
So you could send him and be like, yeah, you know, Kevin, you're so dumb. I can't even believe you didn't think that you needed a freaking blacksmith. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we do.
That's right.
But maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't.
I mean, I'm just saying, whatever. You know, you need somebody who knows how to skin a deer. Maybe it's your hunter, though. Maybe he already knows that.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, no, so all right, so where are we going? What besides the gun club, what do you got?
All right, well, you need to involve your members. You know, once you get a member organization, it's important that you have them involved and see that there's a benefit to being involved with you. And
I like that.
You know, right.
Well, I feel like training is a big, not just for your group, but that's going to get people excited and keep them into it. You know, keep them coming back.
Right.
I think that's
nobody
really
wants to miss the paintball weekend.
No, exactly. Like, I feel like the last thing I need is, oh, I want to sign up for this group because they want to hang out every freaking weekend. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't have time to get crap done on my own house right now. And thinking about giving up one day a week every freaking week sounds horrible to me and whatever. But, all right, so what is this group going to bring? Now, is this going to be a group of brothers that are going to really be able to help me that, hey, now these guys, you know, I need some work on my house. But, you know, my new buddy in our survival group's a mason and I know we help each other out, and he's going to come over and take care of me, but...
A stonemason, not a Freemason.
Oh.
But, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with Freemasons either.
All right. So, but the same thing. Oh, another guy in my group's a lawyer, and he's going to help me out with, you know, this other problem, because I just helped him out with doing his stonework at his house.
Right.
Or whatever. I mean, you know, you really want to develop that community bond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to develop people as friends and brothers rather than, you know, these are people we work with and it's a strict, you know, military type relationship where I'm your superior and we don't fraternize and whatever. Well, to me, I want a community. I want people who are going to, you know, trust and work together.
Right. People that are going to help you and people that you're willing to help. Another important thing is...
Although I'm the colonel and I'm just going to be in my tent and people can help me.
I'm going to watch and tell you when you missed
a
spot.
I'm coming over to you. I'm just saying.
You want to empower your members too.
Okay.
You know, in the sense that you want them doing work on their own, training on their own, even looking for other members to join the group. you don't want people to feel like they're a part of the group and their involvement ends at the end of the get-together.
Okay.
You know, until the next time. So you want people that are proactive, but you sometimes you have to encourage people to be proactive.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
I do.
All right. Now, is there anything else you wanted to get into?
Well, I did want to bring up that I was reading on the interwebs here, and I found the guy who would be perfect to join the badass army.
All right.
Now, this guy's an 80-year-old. Now, I don't know his name, but I'm just saying, if you're out there listening, you might want to give us a call because you sound freaking awesome. So here's the story. In the wake of a wildfire, an illegally built doomsday bunker was discovered in the woods. The owner of the bunker, an 80-year-old man who has yet to be named due to the ongoing investigation, also built four cabins in a 2-mile radius. Authorities also combed through the densely wooded area and found loaded weapons in trash cans. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
This doomsday prepper who has worked on the bunker and cabins over the last 30 years. Did I mention a commitment to his preps?
Right there.
This guy's not messing around.
And this wasn't his land, though. This is state land?
I think so. He lives in a nearby Utah home and was keeping his bunker and cabins in case of a disaster, according to the Washington Post. The sheriff leading the investigation, Lieutenant Del Schlosser, said the man's only intent was to defend what he had there if the end of the world was to come. According to interviews conducted by Schlosser, the elderly man feared some kind of collapse of society, including the economy, and was bound to happen, and he didn't plan to be unprepared. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Somebody who plans to be ready. And that's what we're talking about. So I'm just saying, you guys, these are the kind of things you're looking for. Now, this guy's already been caught. So
he's out of the running.
You want the guy who hasn't been caught yet, but you want to find the bunker.
But it makes me wonder, like, you know, they just randomly came across this because of fire. Like, how many more are out there that there didn't have a wildfire on top of?
So maybe you're not so crazy just because you want some buried cash.
That's it.
You know, I'm just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely heard about people who have, you know, hidden cans of supplies along the way in case they have to evacuate. Maybe even just further out in your property. Maybe you have a few acres.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe back in the woods.
Just add on the edge.
You never know if you have to retake things. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm cryptic. Maybe I'm awesome. Maybe I'm a badass.
Now, the other day I was pulling out on the main street by my house.
Okay.
And it's long straightaway. And there's a guy on a motorcycle coming the other way, doing a wheelie the whole way. Must have done a quarter mile of a wheelie.
And you want him to be part of the badass army?
Well, not based on that.
Okay.
Based on what happened next, though, I was really impressed.
All right, tell me.
He dropped down to both wheels right when he got to me and then pointed behind him. So I looked down the street and there was nothing there. So I looked back in the rearview mirror and he was standing up on the pegs of his bike and had his pants pulled down and was mooning me. I'm not even mad. I was just impressed.
You're like, that's a class that's awesome. Act right there.
That was awesome. I have no idea who he was, but I'll see if I can track him down.
You're on the lookout. Uh-huh. Huh?
I was asking my biker, the biker that lives next door, and he goes, did he have a blue bike? I said, no, it was black. He's like, then I don't know who it was. But now I'm wondering who this guy that owns the blue bike is.
He's got another guy, right? He had somebody in mind. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of thing. Now, we actually also had a bit of a local celebrity as well. And this guy apparently, hang on. Now, I put both these stories up on the Facebook page. That would be the guy with, the survival bunker as well as, hang on, wait for it. I'm the jerk who doesn't have my story
ready.
Come
on, I gotta pee.
All right, be careful. Things don't get away from you. Massive New York fire started by amateur bladesmith attempting to imitate the History Channel's Forged in Fire. Mm. An amateur bladesmith trying to forge metal in attempt to mimic a method he saw in the History Channel's Forged in Fire sparked a massive blaze that destroyed destroyed 20 buildings in upstate New York.
Damn, that's a fire right there.
So the guy's name is, on Friday, John Gomez. So John Gomez was charged with reckless endangerment and misdemeanor arson. Now, apparently, he was doing it in a burn barrel, though. I don't know how you get to arson. I mean, I know they said misdemeanor arson, but if you're burning in a barrel, that's not even like an open fire. I don't see how like I see how bad things can happen. It was windy, sparks flying. You're throwing knives around. God knows what's happening.
Who knows what's happening?
But there's no like intent, and he wasn't breaking a law in my mind. Because I think you're allowed to burn shit in barrels.
Yeah, even, you're allowed to burn shit in your backyard regularly.
Well, right, but this is like in the city, so okay. I could see no open, you know, like campfire kind of thing,
right,
without maybe a permit or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is over in Albany. Okay. But, so just something, you know what, I applaud the effort of trying to make badass knives and be as manly right. as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud that. Burning down the city, not so
good.
Frowned on that.
Check,
I wish,
mark
know,
against
the windy
you there.
Day, I've definitely seen some jackasses with fires where I kind of cringe and I'm like, you might be pushing it, dude. Pretty sure that tree and your neighbor's house are going down.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. Use your judgment on that, but I applaud the effort, and that's what I'm saying. So with that, I know you guys like to sign up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/preppingbadass.
Yep. We've been getting a little
Jared,
bit more.
Who's our listener I need to mention?
Yeah, Jarrett.
Here?
Yep.
Jarrett. I have to point out if you sign up on or join our Facebook page, we do put out a post every time a new podcast comes out. Although I have to also point out that Facebook sucks and they only show that post to like one out of 100, you know.
That's why you have to join our group.
People like the page. If you join the group, I probably put something in there. You guys want to stay, you know, don't miss an episode. You want to make sure you head over to iTunes, maybe subscribe to on our.
I think it would be a good idea if you enjoy the episodes to subscribe. Then you don't have to go searching every week to see if we put an episode out.
They're just there. We do try and make a real effort to drop them every Saturday night. Last week we had a little difficulty with the interwebs, but you know we're working, and we try and make sure your Monday morning commute is ready to listen to the badass. So
that's it. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at gmail.com.
Also, I want
preppingbadass at gmail.com.
All right. When you go over to the iTunes and hit the subscribe button, you might also want to go to the reviews.
Yeah.
And leave us a fun review. We like good ones. We take bad ones. We'll take anything we can get. We just like to hear from you.
Yeah.
We like good ones where you say mean, hurtful things. I like those a little less. Sometimes I cry at night.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I don't know. If it's a funny insult, then it's just funny.
I appreciate a funny insult, but also don't. I don't like when I don't get it. When you call me hurtful things, but I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what
about.
That means.
Why? How do you get there? You know, so whatever. But you know what? Or you could just say nice things, and that might encourage other people to listen to the podcast, and that would help keep this rolling on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you guys know, we have a course, badassmasterprepper.com. Check it out. Tell you all about prepping and what kind of supplies you need, especially if you're starting your own badass army.
Right.
I also wanted to mention earlier, I forgot about it, is make sure everybody has an AR-15 if they're going to be part of your badass army.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 1,000 rounds, AR-15.
Minimum.
I mean, that's just like That should be with your application. Mm-hmm. Here's my gun. Here's my ammo can. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk about where to go from there and how to step up your preps and be ready. Because, come on, we're an army, right? All right. That's putting that out there. So with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
That has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment. Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Abyss Battery, Waypoint TV.